Even though most people don't realize it, there's a supernatural battle that's raging on all around us. And God wants to help us deal with the things we're about to face. But how do we get prepared for a fight we can't always see? Welcome to the program. I'm Dustin Roberts, the outreach minister on staff here at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and I'll also be your host today on our program. Rabbi Schneider is going to explain how we can get prepared for battle so that we can experience a supernatural breakthrough. Rabbi has plenty to discuss, and so if you have your Bible handy, we're going to be looking at the books of 2 Samuel chapter 5 and 1 Chronicles chapter 14.
Sometime back, I was deep in the mountains of Colorado, and I went to sleep one night in this tiny little cabin. And this night, the Lord spoke to me by His Spirit. It was clear. It was audible. There was no mistaking what I heard. The Spirit clearly said this to me in my sleep. Your only gift is breakthrough. And I have to tell you, when the Spirit said that to me, it shook me up. It made me feel bad. The next day, as I was thinking about this, it took me quite by surprise. I thought, Lord, this really kind of hurts me that you're saying this to me, that my only gift is breakthrough. What do you mean by this? I thought, Lord, you know, what about the other things that you're having me doing? What about the teaching and the preaching and the evangelism and so on? I didn't quite know how to understand this word. But as time went on, I felt like the Spirit was saying to me, listen, I have other people that preach and teach and evangelize. It's not that you're not being used of me and doing those things well by my Spirit, but the unique gift, I felt the Lord was saying to me, that I've placed upon you that is very rare in the earth is a gift for breakthrough. And so I believe there is an anointing for breakthrough on my life that has both brought me into new dimensions in the Spirit, as well as bringing our ministry into places that others have not yet gone. But furthermore, beloved one, I believe the gift of breakthrough that is on my life will be translated into you. So, Father, as we begin today, I just ask that the remarkable power of your Spirit that you've placed upon me to propel people into breakthrough would be released into those that are hearing today with an open heart and, Father, are listening with ears of faith. I declare breakthrough, beloved one, over your life, that your heart will move into places in the Spirit that you've never entered into before, that your consciousness of God's love will expand, that your knowledge of revelational truth that will bring freedom into your life will be increased through the teaching of these words and through the anointing on my life that will be transferred into you. And I also declare breakthrough in your life in circumstances, things that you're up against. Maybe some of you have been trying to purchase a home and you've not been able to do that. Maybe it's landing a job. Maybe it's in your marriage. Regardless of what it is, our God is a God of breakthrough. I'm not preaching something here that is outside of biblical confines. We're going to go for our text today to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17 through 25. There's a coordinating scripture to this, meaning there's another place that this same event that we're going to read in 2 Samuel is also spoken of in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 14, verse 8 through 17, which I will refer to in small ways at times because there are some nuances in the 1 Chronicles reading of it that is not contained in 2 Samuel. The grass withers and the flowers fade. Hear the word of God. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. So let's take this apart. What happened? The Philistines, which were the enemies of God, they were the enemies of Judah and the enemies of David. The Philistines, when they heard that David was anointed king, they went to kill him. I want you to hear this first principle. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. They went to seek him out to destroy him. The point is, beloved, for you, understand that when God is bringing you into a greater dimension in His anointing, when He's bringing you into something new in the Spirit, when He's bringing you into a greater empowerment, where He's bringing you into a new revelation, when He's bringing you into a new sacrifice of obedience, understand that the enemy sees that, and the enemy will respond by trying to stop you. Just as the Philistines, when they heard that David was anointed king, they attacked. The same thing happens in you and I today. And hear me now. You will always be in a fight down here because the enemy is always going to resist God's increased anointing in your life. I remember years ago, I was a brand new believer and I was eating up the Word of God. And I came across a passage of Scripture in the book of Hebrews. And the author of Hebrews said this, those that are going to please God must, number one, believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And as a new believer, when I read that God will reward me if I seek Him, it was such a simple recipe for success in the Lord that immediately I said, I'm going to take tomorrow and I'm going to spend the whole day seeking God. Because the Lord promised me if I seek Him, He's going to reward me. So the next day came. I got up in the morning, and from the time I got up in the morning, beloved ones, to the time I went to sleep at night, all I did was seek God. I prayed. I read the Scriptures. All day long, from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, I sought God. I remember after seeking the Lord all this day, walking into my bedroom that night. And I literally remember as I grabbed my door handle into my bedroom, I had this great sense that something fantastic was about to happen to me because I just spent all day seeking God and He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. So I went to sleep that night with a great deal of anticipation and excitement of something good coming my way. What happened to me that night, beloved? It was so horrific, I can't even explain it to you, but I'll do the best that I can. I went to sleep that night, and rather than experiencing some blissful moment, what happened was that I was attacked by the most powerful, violent spirit that I had ever encountered in my life up to that point. I can't even explain it to you. All I knew is that when it was happening, I knew that I was being spiritually attacked, and the power of this spirit that attacked me was so intense, it was so powerful, it was so violent, it felt to me like I was a ball that was being slammed against all the walls in my bedroom, like bam, 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 like I was just being thrown violently against the walls of my bedroom. Now, I know that doesn't make sense because it was a spiritual attack and I wasn't literally being bombarded with walls of drywall, but that's exactly what it felt like to me. And that's how I experienced it. And when I woke up that next morning, I knew that I had encountered something so powerful, something so dark, something so supernatural, it shook me up. And the thought entered the back of my mind. I knew that the enemy was trying to place this thought there. The thought he was trying to place in my mind was this. If you continue to do what you just did by seeking God all day, what you did yesterday, I'm going to do the same thing to you again. The enemy was trying to stop me from seeking God.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. So please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. Discovering the Jewish Jesus could not accomplish its mission without partners like you. Together, we are preparing men and women for the soon return of Jesus. So please stop by our website to give a one-time donation or to partner with us on a monthly basis. Through your simple act of generosity, you are making an impact. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. And now with the conclusion of today's message, here is Rabbi Schneider.
You see, this is what happened to David. When the Philistines saw that he had been anointed king, they came to destroy him. The same thing happened to me and still happens to me when I'm moving forward in the Lord, either in my own spiritual walk with him or when I'm doing something ministry-wise. The same thing happens to me. The enemy responds by trying to stop us through attacks. And beloved one, the same thing will happen to you because we live in a spiritual world and the darkness hates the light. And for reasons that we don't fully comprehend, God has orchestrated it so that you and I will have to fight in this world. We could just wish that the Lord would protect us from every challenge, that he would protect us from every fight, that he'd protect us from every thing that the enemy tries to use against us. But God doesn't always do that. Remember the Apostle Paul prayed in the book of Corinthians. Paul said there was a messenger of Satan that came and brought torment into his life. And Paul said he prayed to the Lord a number of times about this. And when Paul prayed to the Lord three times, he said, Lord, take this thing away, this assault from the enemy. And he said the Lord responded to him after that third time and said, no, Paul, I'm not going to stop this attack because my power is going to be made perfect in your weakness. And my grace will be sufficient for you, Paul, to get through this. So, in other words, Paul was saying that he encountered this attack from the enemy. He asked the Lord to remove the attack, but God said he wasn't going to remove it. Instead, that God said his grace would be sufficient for Paul to get through it and to overcome. And during the attack, the Lord said, Paul, you're going to have to rely on me in your weakness during this time, but my power will be perfected in your weakness. For power, the Lord said, is perfected in weakness. Paul went on to say, I will therefore boast in my weakness rather than in my strength, because his power is perfected in me when I go through challenging times and I cling to him through these times. And so I want you to understand that the reason that the Lord allows us to be attacked at times is because as we hang on to God through the attack, we get strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's review. David was anointed king. Anointed is a word that we read about in the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament. It's an impartation into us from the Ruach HaKodesh. When the Lord does something new in our life, when we're making progress in him, either personally or in our circumstances, the enemy sees that and he responds by attacking, trying to stop our progress. You need to not get derailed when you get sidetracked. Maybe the Lord led you to start taking a step of faith with your finances, and all of a sudden, bam, you get this big bill. The enemy wants to stop you from being faithful to God with your finances because he knows that as you surrender your heart to God, he's going to open up a channel. The Lord will use that to open up a channel in your soul to pour his spirit into. Maybe you're witnessing, and as soon as you take a step to start witnessing more, bam, somebody just hostilely comes against you and screams at you and swears at you. The enemy is trying to stop you from your advancement. And the same thing is true when we're advancing in our internal life, in our soul. We're surrendering to the Lord in a new way. We're practicing the presence of God in a new way. And all of a sudden, as we start moving forward in our internal walk of faith, we start having terrible dreams at night. I remember a neighbor friend of mine told me that when she began to earnestly seek God, she started having all these demonic dreams. And I'm sad to say that she shared with me that she stopped seeking God because she was afraid of the demonic dreams that she was having when she began to seek the Lord. Beloved, this is illustrated in what happened to David, and I'm speaking to you right now. If you want spiritual breakthrough in your life, you can't let the attack of the enemy stop you. You have to keep going forward. Even as happened to me, when I told you I spent all day seeking God, and then the devil attacked me that night, and I felt like a dodgeball being wham, 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 wham across the walls in my room. And the enemy put the thought in my mind that next morning when I woke up, if you continue to do this, I'm going to keep attacking you like this. I had to resist that thought. And I had to say, no, I will not be stopped by the enemy. Notice how David responded. He didn't let the enemy stop him. Rather, he went low in the Lord's spirit. Listen what the scripture says. When David heard of it, when he heard the Philistines were attacking him, notice what he did. He went down to the stronghold. Let's take this apart. First of all, David recognized that he was under attack. And sometimes that's where you and I break down. We are moving forward in the Lord and the enemy attacks, but we don't realize we're under attack. We start blaming the circumstances. We start blaming people, or we give up faith without realizing what is actually happening is that because we're moving forward, the enemy is attacking us just like he attacked David when he heard that David was being anointed king. So once again, we need to realize when we're moving forward, when we're advancing and all of a sudden something goes wrong, either in the material realm or in our own spiritual walk, like the examples that I shared being attacked in your dreams, you need to realize what's happening, stay strong, and beyond that, you go even deeper in the anointing. Listen what happened. When David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now, a stronghold is a place of defense. He went down deep in the Lord. He went down to a secret place. He went down to a place of defense, and he got strong in that place. He was protected in that place. And while in that place, he was able to receive from the Lord what he needed to be able both to resist the attack and take authority over the attack and defeat the aggressor. So rather than you and I getting pushed out of our lane by the enemy when we come under attack, what we need to do instead, if we're going to get breakthrough and maintain it, is to go deep, to go into our stronghold. Now, what does it mean to go into a stronghold for you and I? Of course, David went into a physical stronghold. He went into a physical place of defense. But the Hebrew Bible gives us a material illustration of things that are applicable prophetically to us in the spirit. In other words, the Hebrew Bible illustrates for us in the natural realm what is actually going on in the spiritual realm. So how do you and I go into a stronghold when we're under attack? Well, I'm going to not have time to finish that concept today, but let me begin simply by sharing this with you. I noticed early on in my life, in my walk with God, when I was tremendously burdened by something, I would, without even ever having been taught how to pray in a prayer language, and without even knowing what it was when I was doing it, I began to like go into low gear and begin to pray in a prayer language. Again, no one had even taught me about it. When I'm up against something deep and it requires deep prayer to overcome and to carry it and to get over it, I will almost subconsciously, without even making a decision, I will just begin to pray from the Spirit using my prayer language. I'm going to talk more about personal prayer language, because there's a lot of confusion about this. What is the gift of tongues? Is being baptized in the Spirit the same as speaking with tongues? Do you have to speak with tongues to be baptized in the Spirit? There's a lot of confusion, and in my view, a lot of wrong teaching about all that. So join me as I talk about going into the stronghold. We're going to look at several ways to do that. First of all, we're going to talk about a private personal prayer language from the book of Corinthians. I'm going to bring clarity to that, and I think I'm going to give comfort to everybody. And then we're going to look at other ways we can go into a stronghold in order to resist and overcome the devil's attacks. And I'm speaking breakthrough both over your life circumstantially and, much more importantly, into your heart and mind spiritually.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi spoke some great truths over our lives today, and he's here right now. He wants to share some final thoughts with us that are weighing on his heart today.
So much has changed in our culture and in the world over the last several years. Many of you are feeling it just like I am. And what's going to happen as the culture has shifted and moved farther away from God and absolute truth? What's going to happen is many of those who said they're believers are going to end up falling away. This is what the scripture teaches. But those that are truly the elect of the Father, they're not going to fall away. They're going to dig deeper into the ground of eternal life and God's word. I want to encourage you to not let the world suck you in, but instead respond by becoming more committed and more faithful. One of the ways that we do this, one of the ways that we live for the Lord, is by fully honoring Him with our tithes and offerings. If God has used this ministry in a marked and special way to bless you, I want to ask you today to become a covenant monthly partner with us. And I want to thank those of you who respond. Thank you, my friends.
It's because of you that Discovering the Jewish Jesus is broadcasting in almost 200 countries all around the world, including Israel. We reach thousands of people with the message of the good news every year, and it's all because of your faithful giving. If you're not yet a monthly partner, I'd like to encourage you to sign up today. Partner with us right now. Connect with us on our website. You'll find us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And you can securely and easily automate your monthly gift by clicking on the donate button at the top of the homepage. Or if you prefer, text your monthly donation to us by simply texting the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. You can also send your monthly gifts in the mail when you write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. That's P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. When you partner with us today, we'll send you several gifts of appreciation, including our most recent newsletter that's filled with tons of special insights, crusade updates, and even a letter from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia. We'll also send you a select audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month that's available as a digital download if you prefer. And for our new monthly partners, you'll also receive an authentic shofar that's been handcrafted in Israel as our way of saying thank you for your monthly support. The shofar is one tool that God uses to prepare us for the battle and to announce His kingdom by bringing about breakthrough in our lives. And this custom quality instrument will not only help you remember your faithfulness in hearing God's leading, it will also be a great reminder that God is breaking through the forces of darkness with power and might to reach the nations for His glory. So please partner with us today. Once again, you'll find us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or by calling 800-777-7835. Thank you for being a part of our Partner Month. And right now, let's wrap up today's message with a special blessing from Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over His people. And the Lord said, "When you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them." Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings. Yavarechecha Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'ir Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us again when Rabbi Schneider explains how we can experience spiritual breakthrough. Discover what to do when you're under attack Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.